What up? What up? Jimmy Murray here with Frank Patilano, and we are the Cashflow Kings. The Cashflow Kings podcast discusses money, finance, mindset, and investing with an emphasis on cash flowing real estate.
Thanks for joining the Cashflow Kings, and welcome to our new episode, Using AI in Real Estate with Michelle Jiang. We are here to help you crush your goals.
So guys, if you haven't heard about AI, you've probably been in a cave, and that's why we want to bring Michelle on the podcast. She is a consummate expert on all things AI real estate. Super excited to have her. Michelle, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. And it's an honor to be on this, your podcast, Jimmy. Frank, you are an icon in this space. So I am thrilled and honored to be talking about AI and how it can help boost your productivity, all of you, as listeners to this podcast. So I'm a big fan. I've been tracking you both, for a while, and, I'm completely honored to share, any knowledge, tips and tricks with your listeners.
Love it. Love it. So like before the world of AI, like how did you get started in real estate?
So actually I'm an ex techie. So that's why there's a big blend between AI and real estate for me. And it's, I'm personally passionate by both. It's probably going to age me, but I started working in software in the early 90s. So I've seen,
by the way, she does, guys listening in, she does, or guys and gals, she does not look old enough to make this comment. So just so you're aware.
I grew up in the Bay Area. I've worked in fintech a lot. Most of my time has been in fintech. I actually helped launch the first stable coin.
Oh, wow.
It's now called Uphold, but back then it was called BitReserve. I've looked at different forms of fintech, and so this is just another wave that we're experiencing, but I think I've lived through at least two or three. So I look at it with a little bit of a balanced approach, you would say, in terms of how much AI will impact real estate, et cetera, and how you as your listener can take advantage. And things are changing dramatically. I mean, I was just mentioning to Jimmy and Frank earlier on, before we went live on the call, how it's just, you know, there's a different AI startup every few minutes, even how it impacts, real estate. And so it's very difficult to kind of peel through all of this fog that we're mm-hmm. seeing and figure out what is really, really, necessary for you, in our day to day lives, because really that's what we're seeking, is how important. For those who are not familiar with AI, it stands for artificial intelligence. It is right now what we call, in just a year and a half, it's gone from just a pure, everyone's heard about ChatGPT and OpenAI, to all these different forms, the latest being DeepSeek, the Chinese AI startup, which is, competes, and it's actually very competitive to the likes of Gemini or Anthropic, Perplexity, and ChatGPT. So, for anyone who's even read the news lately, there's been a lot of, wondering how that would impact AI in the US, but also abroad. So, but that's for a separate conversation.
That totally makes sense, because there's so many platforms out there. And just exactly. I would say, as a novice user of many of these platforms, it's tough to, I would say, not have the ADD to go across multiple platforms and find one to stick with and go deep. Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've started to do that with ChatGPT, not because it's probably not the right platform, but I mean, even this week, I had ChatGPT read Jeremy Miner's Black Book on neuroemotional prospect questioning, and had ChatGPT rewrite my scripts in terms of how we follow up with leads. So that's me like trying to go deeper, but I was reading, I was like, wow, that's really good. So now I have to train myself to be able to also speak that language. But I think where we can go with AI is kind of the sky's the limit. So really excited to hear where you've dove deep on some of these platforms and your expertise in terms of being able to coach us on like how to choose a platform for what we need and like where to dive deep.
So Michelle, before you do that, were you, chicken and the egg question here. Did you own real estate first, or did you use one of these different AI tools first?
I owned real estate before. I mean, I've been in real estate. My first foray was in 2009 with my first apartment building in San Francisco.
Nice.
Anyone who knows the Bay Area understands that it's one of the most draconian real estate markets in the world. And I've done very well here, so I just started expanding. For the record, my company is called Fire Capital. Fire standing for financial independence through real estate.
Love it.
My legacy is built on real estate, so I'm coming in with a blend. I've leveraged tech systems. I'm all about looking at new systems and implementing efficiencies into this particular space. And that's why when AI came about, when really, I mean, I've been playing with different AI and witnessing different AI startups since 2017, really, 2016, 2017. Back in the days, both in healthcare, I was involved with a tech healthcare startup at the time, and they were using different AI to help with on-site, on-the-ground customer needs. So whether it was like memory care, or whether it was just like simple reminders, they were using AI companions to help with loneliness issues that are a real thing, as you've probably heard the news in terms of both the elderly, but even going down to further generations.
That
So
makes sense.
AI's been around for it's just been really in stealth mode until basically 2022.
Which is interesting. So there's this, I'm a part of a mastermind, a business mastermind down in Dallas. It's called Apex. And the founder of Apex, he has this friend. His first name is Howard. And Howard was explaining to us, he was on stage a couple months ago, and he's like, "You guys think AI is new?" He's like, "I launched my first AI company in 1994 after I learned how to hack NASA." And I was like, "Whoa." Like, I was still in elementary school in 1994. So like my head exploded when he said that. But it's incredible how long it's been around.
I mean, friends of mine were creating their own artificial intelligence first hamburger and pizza hardware software combination. Another Indian head of Waymo has been working on driverless driving vehicles since the early 2000s. So yeah, definitely. And that's one thing I would say for applying to real estate. We're only starting to see it now permeate through the real estate chain or systems for productivity purposes. You're not really going to see the complex Waymo hardware software combination in this particular space. Where you should be focused and where the reader listener should be focused is productivity enhancements.
Totally makes sense.
So I've provided your listeners kind of a sneak peek in terms of an updated cheat sheet that I've created with Fire, and it's just different tools depending on everyone has a different skill set, everyone has a different a superpower. So for instance, Jimmy, it might be capital raising for you. So you would be just be able to focus on the different areas that an AI that you could leverage for that raise. And here I'm not even including some of the new ones that have just we discussed earlier that are just specializing in lead generation for the raise. But you mentioned using AI for helping with communication refinement. And definitely that's an amazing way to do it, but you might not be an asset manager, so you can kind of ignore the lower end of the food chain that I've listed on this one pager, for instance.
So this one pager, can you message that to me? And then if people ask for it, I can send it to them.
Absolutely. I will go ahead
Awesome.
and do
Awesome.
that.
So basically you have 10 different categories in which AI can help with real estate productivity. So, deal search obviously is super tough for so many people to find that next deal. Do you have any experience in any of those or examples, ways to help
Yeah,
people?
absolutely. So just for the record, I'm no one's paying me or endorsing. I'm not being endorsed by anyone. So everything that I say is completely because I played with it and I like it or don't like it for different reasons.
Fair enough.
It's not because I'm being paid to endorse anything.
Awesome. Yep. Same with us for most things. I'm
But
not being paid by any of the companies on here
there you go.
either.
But you know, in terms of from a macroeconomics perspective, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're new to a market and you're trying to explore a market, I've actually developed a tool called Firemetrics that looks at all the macroeconomics of the top 300 cities in the country.
Wow.
And I look at it from like population growth, job growth, rent growth over the last 12 months, you know, some of those leading indicators, but it also looks at lagging indicators. My background's economics, so I'll also look at household income. I'll look at, you know, property values, crime rate, things of that nature. So I kind of boil it all in, and I've created an AI analytics tool that will do like comparison of different markets for you. So I developed that because, you know, I was bored.
Love.
And I, you know, I can definitely, if you reach out to me, I can give you access. But, you know, other AI tools that I seem to be really interesting. Skyline, for instance, I played with. It is a paid service and a subscription. It is a little bit more on the expensive side, so there is a free trial. However, and that seems to be pretty cool. They do block on the free trial some feature sets. So just as a heads up, for your listeners, you won't get the full access. But it's definitely a cool tool to look at. IntelliCree as well. They do both. They originally started in the underwriting space, and they expanded up the stack to look at and provide some deal search capabilities, which is pretty interesting. They're a startup in San Diego. So in the underwriting space, the original players were folks like Archer or Click AI. They've been around for a bunch of years. IntelliCree is relatively new. Reonomy is pretty good also in terms of deal search as well as underwriting. So these are nice. I've played probably the most with IntelliCree because they, well, it's the most affordable, to be honest. And I'm all about offering, I'm all about the deal. What can I say? I like saving
Spoken like a true
dollars.
real estate investor.
Yes. I like saving money. So IntelliCree seem to be the most cost efficient for most smaller investors.
So
And
all of these platforms, I mean, obviously people need to make money. All of
yes.
these platforms are a pay service in one way or another.
Yes, correct. Although ChatGPT, you can get, you know, Perplexity, Claude, ChatGPT, all Gemini, all have free versions.
Okay.
But you're not going to get the same extensive and tailored underwriting tools. I mean, I've been trying to create prompts myself using Anthropic Claude AI. I'm going to have a conversation with a guy who is a coder to see if we can get that refined. If we succeed, I'm happy to share those prompts. That's allows you to use the Geminis, the Claudes, the Perplexity, the possible DeepSeeks of the world to actually help with parsing of your rent rolls and T12s, because it's all about speed, right? Making quick decisions, getting that information from the broker into your tool for your own analysis. So that's always been a struggle with a lot of people in the underwriting space. As well as due diligence. So the ability to speed that up is tremendous.
No doubt.
So.
And honestly, as I look through this list, I realize I've played with more and more of these platforms. So like in the business plan segment, there's beautiful.ai, and we've
Yeah.
built, honestly, we have roadmaps in terms of onboarding clients and onboarding tenants in our business, where we've built these roadmaps within beautiful.ai, and they're these very clean visuals that we now use every single day.
Yeah. There's also, I didn't include this. This is more for, I could probably throw it into a communication, but there's a new AI startup called Script. The only reason why I haven't included it is I haven't really played fully in it. But Scripps is usually supposed to be helping if you have VAs, which I know a lot of your listeners probably do, ways to actually continue help with training operations of new services, and it does all of that script writing for you so that it helps
Wow.
speed up training like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So imagine all you have to do is take the number of hours that you've saved, multiply it by what you would charge. All of you are highly experienced, so the minimum would probably be $150 an hour of your time. That's your ROI savings right there. Right? On the back end, I know a lot of folks here are looking for different communication or asset management. I'll say that we just deployed, for instance, a full stack AI property management company in Kentucky. And we fired a well-known property management firm that I will keep unnamed. But they were, a lot of us struggle with operating costs, right? Every single listener who has real estate is struggling right now with operating costs, you know,
Absolutely.
massive increases of insurance, payroll, construction costs, things of that nature, right? So we're literally slicing by our operating expenses by close to 11% by deploying AI full stack property management.
Wow.
11%.
That's a big margin pickup.
Exactly. That's money in all of our pockets just
Yeah.
there.
How many units is that property?
This one is 64. We've deployed another one last week, 92. We're deploying a couple others. That's going to be 152 soon, another 108. So our issue is to test it into one and then roll it out.
Tell me about communication. What kind of AI apps and tools are you seeing in the communication space? I mean, I'm looking at this list and I've only seen like three or four of them, but you have a bunch here, like 15.
Yeah, and I would probably throw in, I forgot to include here, Fathom.
Oh, Fathom is phenomenal.
Exactly,
The
right? So
SEO company.
I'm going to include them into this little space. So my apologies. I'll update that before sending you. But as you can see, I'm learning in real time. I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot to include this one. I forgot to include that because I've been testing this all in real time. And so Fathom is a fantastic tool. I think it's actually probably better than, Fireflies or Otter right now that I've deployed.
I think it's way better than Otter. As someone, I've
Exactly
seen
right.
both in the SEO company that we work with out of St. Louis. They use Fathom. And the first time I
Yeah.
got a set of Fathom notes, I was like, oh my God, it's like someone with a master's degree was in the meeting typing all the notes. Like it was incredible.
Yeah. And I'm actually glad that you brought up that point. I mean, right now we're in a period of a generative AI. So they're just learning as we go, depending on the database we feed it or the data that we feed it. We're entering in 2 to 3 years from now, we're going to be entering a new phase of AI called agentic AI, in which they are going to be able to. I pause to your listener because it's hard for me to kind of wrap my mind around this, but it's where they're going to be much smarter than us. I mean, I've had decades of academic training and years of experience to get to this point, and they're going to be able to replace my intelligence within, you know, a couple of seconds. I mean, it's very humbling. Very,
Yes.
very humbling. And where the agentic phase is that they're going to be able to make decisions that are going to be far more intellectual than any other grad or master's in this space. And they're going to do it within seconds.
Incredible. It's absolutely
So,
incredible.
That's where the pauses, because no one likes to have the idea of being replaced.
Right.
But it will definitely make you a lot more efficient. And here's the bottom line, is that if you don't adopt this, for sure you're going to. But if you leverage AI tools for to make your life easier and faster, not only is your decision speed going to be that much more enhanced, but also you're going to see some real savings. I mentioned 11% in savings. I mean, I've played with, I don't know, Jimmy, if you've used Elise,
I
in terms
haven't. That was one of the ones I didn't recognize. So there were a couple in that bucket, in the property management bucket, I don't recognize. And actually, I screenshotted this so that I could go and look them up later.
Yeah. Elise is, it's much more agnostic. You can use Entrata, Buildium, a bunch of different, a bunch of other tools, or other software platforms for property management. And it's the lead of the time period from, advertising to a lease has been dramatically reduced thanks to, tools like Elise or Lisa AI, et cetera. There's a whole bunch of other new ones out there.
That's super interesting because I know like we run on AppFolio, but I know that AppFolio had some program called Lisa, and that was
Seth.
gonna, as you started talking about it, I'm like, I wonder if this is kind of goes hand in here and here.
Lisa is a lot more focused on chatbots. Elise is also going up the stack and expanding to not just help with lead generation, but also with preventative maintenance.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
But it's really important also, as a discussion, we mentioned this, is it's if your data is garbage, the output
Right.
gonna be garbage, right? Garbage
Right.
in, garbage out. So it's really important that if you do use these tools for your analytics, that you make sure that the data is clean. That's the big stressor that I'm going to emphasize here. So you have to make sure that the data that you're putting within at least is great. And we're using, I mean, I've been developing different fun tools. We talked about Plod in terms of Plod AI is a great note-taking tool. For any of you listeners out there that have like kids in college, et cetera, I've gifted a couple to my kids for college lecture notes. It's great. And then we'll go into Index to help with learning, et cetera. But it's a fantastic tool that is easily scalable. However, it's something that I've been testing a tool that I've been working on as well in terms of the due diligence, because we're always using, needing physical due diligence if we're in real estate, right? Whether we're looking at it from a sales perspective, so walking around doing physical due diligence before the close, or maintenance is needing to verify that a turn has been completed, et cetera, and needs to record that. So there's definitely ongoing use for physical due diligence tools that, for instance, Company Cam, HappyCo,
Oh yeah. Yep.
those
Heard about a
are,
couple of
yeah,
them.
those are spaces that they are dealing with in terms of the maintenance idea, but it's not consistent. There's no consistency. So, and they're also pretty expensive because they can be. So, I've been playing with different tools like that to help with asset management. I think the most interesting one out there right now is Elise. Again, I'm not being paid to say this, but I've been deploying Elise a lot, and they definitely have a great ROI in terms of, because what can we control as real estate investors? We can control the revenue side and lowering vacancies. We can also control some costs, so payroll, construction, management, G&A, and these are all things that AI tools currently can help lower those costs. We can't with insurance, we can't with taxes. We're all kind of screwed there, but at least with those other categories, those are things that we have control over.
Absolutely.
Michelle, how are loans changing with AI? I see you have a couple different applications here or AI things?
They're definitely being deployed in terms of, I mentioned some due diligence that's not located here, but they're looking at Red IQ, for instance, in terms of a high level appraisal. So if lenders need to do some initial appraisals, et cetera, but still the traditional hiring an official appraisal to walk the property, et cetera. AI is not going to do it. It just helps speed up some of the process or the initial screening. But right now they physically still need to walk the property. Insurers are using it to kind of scan the land, right? Because we've had the fires in Southern California that are still ongoing. And the insurers are going out there with drones, taking those photos, downloading them, and using AI for imaging purposes and to kind of do a quick assessment of the damage and appraisal, calculate the losses. So a lot of these are being deployed right now.
Honestly, that's a brilliant use to fly drones out there because I can imagine how unsafe it is in that environment.
Yeah. Absolutely. But the loan, probably the space, both the insurance, the loan, is the legal are still catching up. If anything, legal is definitely helping. I don't know if you've used the tool like Sound Syndication Pro, but that's an investor portal for a lot of syndicators. And there's, the cash, there's a bunch of different portals out there, but they're offering enhanced legal services and certainly to help lower our cost to syndicators, that's a direct savings of closing costs, right? So in terms of the close, and also it speeds things up so that before if you go to a lawyer, they're going to promise things within 2 to 3 weeks. I can now get a PPM in 2 to 3 days.
There you go.
Wow. That's
Well,
incredible.
most of it's boilerplate, right? It should be easier.
I won't
Well,
say
AI
anything.
tells you it's boilerplate. Attorneys don't like
There you
that.
go.
Yeah, it
I
saves you
know.
money. Michelle, what's one that you see here that you're like, wow, I should at least mention this one. That's really changing the market.
Well, I mean, gosh, there's so many.
I
You're
know.
putting me in the spot. I mean, it really depends on where your superpower lies, right? That's why I
That's
mentioned
fair.
it.
That's fair.
So, I mentioned if you're in the property management or asset management space, like lease is great. I mean, HappyCo is really interesting too. Lisa, that actually preceded lease. With AppFolio, but it's stronger in AppFolio and they kind of have a monopoly there. At least I like because I'm much more agnostic to a certain platform. It gives flexibility to the end user. So these are all things that they've really blown up. They've been around for a little bit longer. So there's, as a former techie, I don't like version ones of anything. It's too buggy, it's too glitchy. So they've been around a little bit longer, so there are less glitches.
That makes sense.
I still have a subscription to ChatGPT, but I've really liked Anthropic and I've really liked Perplexity because and but the, a lot of these are free for you guys to use.
I just saved Perplexity. I'm gonna play with that one a little bit.
Yeah,
So I
no,
hadn't heard
it's
of that one before.
yeah.
So let me ask you the same question we ask all of our guests. The first one is, if someone wants to become a better investor, what would you recommend?
Gosh, build your team early. I mean,
100%.
I don't do what I did thinking that I could do everything. So I learned from my mistake. Yeah, are you sharing the profit? Yeah, but you have times. Yeah, from a work-life balance, from a personal life balance level, to also the ability to go far and go further, and complementary skill sets, you know?
I'm there 100% with you.
What I love about that one, I don't think we've ever had someone say that, have we, Jimmy? No.
I don't think so. I think that's the first time.
This has n
Michelle, you're a little choppy. I don't know if you want to shut off your video to finish.
and having no head of oh, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me?
I
I
hear
hear you
you
now.
now.
Okay. My apologies. I hope
No
you can
worries.
edit that.
Definitely.
We'll see. We don't mind
Oh.
playing Raw too.
But yeah, I mean, building a team of folks with complementary skill sets. I'm actually much more of an introvert, so I love data. I love numbers. I love analytics. I will definitely work really well with someone who complements and is really out there socially, and just someone who's just out there and loves to do all the talking. I'll do all the work, the background work.
Love it.
So that's something that I that has been complimentary for me as a team member. And for me, it's truly, I'm learning. I've been in this business for 7, 8 years, and I'm learning new things every day. So having that open mindset is also critical, because things, especially in the AI space, changing every day. You get a new startup every day. Everyone says that they're going to be the best. It's another wave. I've said this before, but witnessing, at least now 3 different waves of tech. Half of the folks that you see on this sheet that will be shared will probably not exist, but then there will probably be 2 times number of startups that aren't on this page that will blow up and just be unicorns. So
Yep.
it's something. It's every. It's really interesting,
Reminds me of the 1999 tech stocks. I was
right?
thinking,
That's exactly. I'm really glad you brought that up, Frank.
well, I invested in Yahoo, not Amazon, so that was my drawback. So, I said to myself, who would buy a company that's selling books? And that leads right up to our next question: is what is one book you consider a must read?
Wow. So I went to grad school in business and got my MBA at Dartmouth, and I wished that they taught the whole Rich Dad Poor Dad. I know that they probably
Love
heard
that.
this, but the whole idea of, like, I wish they taught that, because we're taught to be part of that rat race, right? And part of real estate is the polar opposite. It's finding your own path.
Right.
And basically, that's one book that I wish I had decades ago. One book that I could recommend now is, like, Atomic Habits. I mean,
Powerful book.
because I love that book. It's powerful. But if you could do one new thing or learn one little thing, it's all about moving that needle. So,
That's it.
Great.
yeah.
Last question. What do you want to be when you grow up? Which means 5 or 10 years down the road, where do you see you in your business?
Where I see myself is different necessarily than where I see my business.
That's fine.
But this gets personal, but I'm a big diver, so
Cool.
I'm definitely interested in where do I see myself? I see myself underwater.
Maybe in Roatán or something.
Raotan or Raj Ampat is my next destination. So definitely underwater. My real estate investments not underwater. Quite
Nice.
the opposite.
Love
I'm still in acquisition mode. I mean, right now the sweet spot for those people who are in multifamily, the sweet spot right now for 2024, and I would reiterate for 2025 because I definitely look at macroeconomic trends, is still the stressed assets. And it could be stressed for very different reasons, whether it be, bridge loans maturing, it could be bad management, or a whole other host of reasons, but stressed assumable loans, agency loans with that are stressed, that's your sweet spot.
Love it. Love it. So
Yeah.
Michelle, we really appreciated having you on the show. If somebody wanted to learn more about what you're doing or more about you, what's the best platform for them to follow you?
Well, my website is Investing with Fire. I'll be happy to reach give you
Investing with
my email.
fire.com. Okay.
Yeah, it's Michelle at investingwithfire.com. You could reach me that way. Set up a call. I'm happy to chat. I talk about you could sign up for my newsletter, and I give you guys sneak peeks like I am right now with the AI, but I also talk about economics since that's my background as well.
Love it.
I can give you access to the Fire Metrics tool.
Incredible. So thank you for sharing that with us. So for those folks listening in, check out Michelle on investwithfire.com. Sorry,
Investing with Fire.
investingwithfire.com. Is that right? Investingwithfire.com. In between episodes, if you guys want to hear more about the Cashflow Kings and see what we're doing, feel free to check us out on our Facebook or Instagram page under the handle The Cashflow Kings. Cheers to your success.
Yes.
The
Thank
Cashflow
you.
Kings program is for basic entertainment purposes only. We do not give official legal, tax, or investment advice.